33. क्रीडान्वने निचि निशकार रश्मिगौर्यम् रसोन्मुखा कलवदाया मूर्छितेने उद्दीपिता स्मररुजां व्रजप्रद्वधान्तूनां हर्तुर्हरिष्यति शिरोधनादनुगस्य क्रीडान्वने निशि निशिकाररश्मिगौर्यम् रसोन्मुखा कलवदाय तमूर्छितेन उद्दीपितस्मररुजां व्रजभृद्धधातूना हर्तुर्हरिष्यति शिरोधनादानुगस्य क्रीडान्वने निशि निशिकार रश्मिगौर्यम् रसोन्मुखा कलवदाय तमूर्छितेन उद्दीपिता स्मररुजां व्रजभृद्धधूना हर्तर्हरिष्यति शिरोदनादानुगस्य रसोन्मुखा कलवदाय तिमूर्छितेन उद्दीपिता स्मररुजां व्रजभृद्धधूना हर्तुरिष्यति शिरोधनुरश्चता कलवदाय तमूर्छितेन उद्दीपिता स्मररुजां व्रजभृद्धधूना हर्तुर्हरिष्यति शिरोदानुगस्य माताजि क्रीडान्वने निशि निशिकार रश्मिगौर्य रासोन्मुखकलवदय तमूर्छितेन उद्दीचिता स्मररुजां व्रजभृद्धधान
Kridan, while engaged in his pastimes, one in the forest of Vrindavan, Nishi Nocturnal, Nishakara, the moon, Rashmi Guiyam, white moon, moonshine, Rasa Unmukaha, desiring to dance with Kalapadayata, accompanied by sweet songs, Murchitena, the melodious music, Uddipita, awakened. Smararujam, sexual desire. Vrijabrata, the inhabitants of Vrijabhumi, Vaduna of the wives, Hartu of the kidnappers, Harishati will vanquish Shira, the head, Dhanada Anugasya of the followers of rich Kuvera. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When the Lord was engaged in His pastimes of the rasa dance in the forest of Vrindavan, enlivening the sexual desires of the wives of the inhabitants of Vrindavan by sweet and melodious songs, the demons of name Shankachuda, a rich follower of the treasurer of heaven, Kuvera, kidnapped the damsels, and the Lord severed his head from his trunk. Purport. We should carefully note that the statement described herein are the statements of Brahmaji to Narada, and he was speaking to Narada of events and the war would happen in the future during the advent of Lord Krishna. The pastimes of the Lord are known to the experts who are able to see past, present and future. And Brahmaji, being one of them, foretold what would happen in the future. The killing of Shankachuda by the Lord is more recent incident. After the Rasa Leela and not exactly simultaneous affairs, in the previous verses, we have seen also the Lord's engagement in the affairs of the forest fire was described along with His pastimes of punishing the Kaliya snake. And similarly, the pastimes of Rasa dance and killing the Shankachuda are also described here. The adjustment is that all these incidents would take place in the future, after the time when it was being foretold by Brahmaji to Narada. The demon Shankachuda was killed by the Lord during His pastimes at Horika on the month of Phalguna, and the same ceremony is still observed in India by the burning of the effigy of Shankachuda one day prior to the Lord's pastimes at Horika, generally known as Holi. Generally, the future appearance and the activities of the Lord or His incarnations are foretold in the scriptures, and thus the pseudo-incarnations are unable to cheat persons who are in knowledge of the events as they are described in the authoritative scripture. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye
Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. I need the blessing from all of you. This is, here it is said, Rama and Krishna. They were having Rasa Leela. Balaram and Sri Krishna, they were having Rasa Leela at Vrajabhumi. But this Rasa Leela was at the time of Gaur Purnima. It was that time, that Purnima it was. So, the Krishna and Balaram, there is a special type of Rasa Leela. They were singing all types of ragas. Their singing was too good with all types of ragas. So, you know, everybody, that happiness to the ears, mind, and all mind and for the all living entities, all living beings, they are feeling happy with these ragas, special ragas. So hearing this special raga, the servant of Kuvera, that is Shankachuda, he comes there. That raga was so nice. He was there. He has come to the Rasa Leela thing. And he was in a corner trying to drive the woman, the young girls from there with a stick. In a corner, he was to the northern side. He was driving. So they were crying actually. What is this? What is this person is doing? He has not kidnapped. Actually, he wanted to kidnap them. So immediately they call Govinda. Immediately they called Govinda. So as you know, Govinda had come immediately. That with his fist, he has removed his head. Shankachuda's head is removed. And there was one beautiful jewel was there in his head. So he has taken that jewel. And jewel is given to his elder brother Balaram. That jewel he has. This is the story how Shankachuda, the demon, has been killed. And that jewel, Sripad Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, after that, Balaram gave it to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani gave it. So, Shankachuda demon, because every demon has got different representation, different type of thing. Actually, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he said in Sri Chaitanya Shikshamritam, he said, this Shankachuda represents attraction towards name and fame. He wanted name and fame, Pratishta. and also his desire is sexual enjoyment. So under the place and cover, he does that. In devotion service only he does that. So this is that name and fame. This is one of the highest impediment for spiritual life. Everybody wants some good mridanga player, good writer, good kirtankar. I am good. These are all impediment for spiritual life. That's not right. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned us in Shishtastakam. Trinadapi sunischena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari. This is the humility is needed for every devotee. Actually, why this aspiration for name and fame? Why this aspiration of name and fame? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, it is the Sukera Vishta. You know what is Sukera Vishta? Stool of the pig. And the pig is eating stool. Out of the stool, it makes the stool. That is abominable. Sukera Vishta is so abominable. By stool, byproduct is stool. Sukera Vishta, so abominable. Stool itself is abominable. And getting the stool of that pig is still abominable. That is Vishta. So how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you have that name and fame little bit, it is dirty like that. Shankachuda represent two anarthas. Aspiring for the name and fame and attraction for the opposite sex. Most dangerous. Aspiring the name and fame is in devotional service. It is an obstruction for devotional. And it is in subtle form. It is in subtle form. And attraction for the opposite sex is gross form. Practically you have to see that. Otherwise, just chasing a lady and all. That's gross form. This is subtle form. Name and fame. And why we are not able to remember the Lord 24 hours, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Why we are not remembering? We are doing it for sincerely for some time, but why we are not? Suppose if anybody tells them, just go and chant only. Chanting is everything. 99% spiritual advancement is by chanting. But once you sit, we go here to there, mind is wandering, all, everything. We can't do it. It is, why we can't do it 24 hours? Because we are not able to follow Trinadapi Sunischena. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used. What is that meaning? Trinadapi Sunischena. What is that meaning? One has to be humbler than the blade of grass. The dry grass it is. It is already fallen in the ground. You have to be humbler. You have to be more deeper than that floor. You have to be more humbler than the blade of grass. Whether we got that quality, my God, very hard, very hard. We have to be humbler than the blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. More tolerant than a tree. Devoid of all sense of false prestige. Give all respect to others. Do not expect any respect in return. Very, very, very hard it is. Very hard. In this state, one can chant the holy name constantly. Constantly. Even 24 hours. If you have this quality. This principle is given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many cults and all, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this eight golden ratnas, Shishtashtakam. In that it is given. This is a jewel. Trinadapishunishchena. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an example for this preaching. His activities, Trinadapishunishchena. We can find out some of the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was practicing that. See, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited to Jagannath Puri. He was with the followers, but he came early. He came running early to meet Jagannath. As soon as he went inside the Jagannath temple, he saw Lord and immediately he fainted. Lord, I could see you. What a fortunate thing. He came on ecstasy and he has fainted. He will fall down there. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was managing everything. He saw this. So that he is not getting any consciousness. So he took him to his house. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has took it to his house. And just for rest. But there, consciousness has not come. And the people who have come, their followers, Nityan Prabhu, other people have come. And you have seen a sannyasi, young sannyasi had come. Yes, he had come. He had a darshan and he fainted. We have taken him to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's place. So they, it doesn't matter. They did the darshan, they went back, and there they said, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting that mantra, the Lord could wake up. He could get up. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was saying, you become, you know, ecstasy. You don't stand near the Jagannath now. You stand near Garudastham, far away. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I will do that. So that was the thing. And then he said that his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, was saying, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was telling to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how can you? What is the evidence? He was saying, he was a Mayavadi person. So, no, you will understand, you will come to know. But then he said, he is a young sannyasi. He should know Vedanta. I will teach him Vedanta now. So, he was asking him, you come, I will teach you Vedanta in Jagannath temple. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gone. And Gopinath Acharya was not liking that. But still, he is like my father. So let me, I don't want to say no to him. Let me listen to him. I'll go. So for 7 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was listening. Vedanta Sutra. And 7th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was asking, did you understand anything? You are not speaking anything? No question? Are you understanding Vedanta Sutra? That time, Lord says, I understood Vedanta Sutra, but whatever you are speaking, it is the covering the sun by a cloud. Your Vedanta was like that, covering the sun by cloud. And then, what is wrong with me? So then, he has started speaking. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened his real spiritual matter, and he has given him exactly this. This whatever you spoke, it is Mayavada. Lord is person, so you should do this. And everything he has gave him, he got transformed, and he has given him this Shadbhuja form. He has shown him Shadbhuja form. That time, whatever Gopinath Acharya was told, he understood. He is the supreme. It is not very difficult to understand otherwise. He's a supreme. He's a person. Lord is a person. So there was a highest transformation. And every time he wanted to be with him, he wanted to serve him. Sarvam Bhattacharya wanted to serve him. So that is my only goal of life. I have to serve him. So Sarvam Bhattacharya was asking him to come for the lunch at home. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can a sannyasi can come every day to your house? No, no, it is not right. No, you should. By this, you know, by 7 days he was hearing, by that we can understand this humility. His humility, he was just hearing. Just he was trying to give in the absolute truth to right time to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And once he got it, he got entire thing. It was totally transformed. Because Lord is there, na? Lord speaks and he hears. He could do that. So that he was asking Sarvam Bhattacharya, you should come for the lunch 30 days in a month. He said, no, I can't come. Sannyasi can't come every day. No, I'll come one day. No. At least 20 days. No. He was having so much. And then finally he decided 5 days I will come in a month. It's okay. Then his wife, that is Sati's mother, his daughter is Sati, her mother. He don't give the name for the wife. So they, earlier days the people never used to call their wife's name. Sati's mother, she was a good cook, very good cook. And the day they called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything was, you know, hundreds of items they have made it very nicely and very nice cook. So they called him for the lunch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gone there. But the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has got one problem of Amogha. Amogha should not come. Because he is criticizing if anybody takes the prasadam. That is his habit. So I don't want to allow him to come inside. I will just wait and see. He should not come. So that they started serving Lord. The service was going on. Immediately the Amogha entered. He was not knowing only. And immediately he said, "Whoa, what is this? 10 people can have so much prasadam. A sannyasi is having so much prasadam." Then immediately he took the stick and he went chasing. The Amogha came running, you know. It is too much. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amogha said it is right. Because sannyasi is not supposed to have so much. He said it is right. But he was just chasing. And I said, I don't want my at least my daughter should turn widow. You are offending the Lord. What is this? He was running. So then he went up. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he was telling right. Sannyasis are not supposed to have so much the humility. Then next day, Amogha got cholera, very serious cholera. He was on the bed. He could not get up. Very, very bad cholera. The Gopinath Acharya told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this person is on the deathbed, is very bad. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rushed there. He rushed and said, Amogha, how are you? Get up. Nothing will happen to you. He just touched him nicely and you chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. It will save everything. It will make you perfect human being. It will mean you will never do any offenses. Chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So he just got up and he took the dust from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thing and he said, forgive me. I offended you. Forgive me, please. He said, I have already forgiven. nothing to worry. You don't worry. You be have a good relationship with the Sarvam Bhattacharya, your father-in-law. He's like your father. Don't do any offense. From today onwards, you chant the holy name. So he blessed him nicely. And then he came back and he told to Sarvam Bhattacharya, you just go and meet your Amoga. So he has become a Vaishnava. He started chanting the holy name. Once a person chants the holy name, his all anarthas will be out. You have to forgive him. I have forgiven him. So he said, no, you should do it. He was telling to Sarvam Bhattacharya, you should bless him. He's your son. Just do it. So this quality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this shows how much humility and no name fame. This small little things, how he forgives everyone. That's the thing. One more thing is that Ramachandra Puri, that's also you may be knowing. Ramachandra Puri is the sannyasi. He was Madhavendra Puri's disciple. And Madhavendra Puri has got many disciples. Out of that, Ishwara Puri is also a disciple. Ishwara Puri is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This person, Ramachandra Puri, he is, you know, abstract. If he's right, he goes left. So he is like that. So the incident was that Madhavendra Puri, in the last days, he was suffering so much. And Ishwara Puri was doing lots of service for him. It's a last stage. And he was just crying. My Krishna, Govinda, and I am suffering. Please save me. Please. He was crying. So this Ramachandra Puri, he just came, you know. He just saw. He was his disciple. He was saying, why you are crying? What is this? At the time of death, anybody is crying? No, you don't cry. And you take Brahman's name. Brahman's name. So Madhavendra Puri told him, take him out. If he is there in front of me, I'll go to hell only. Please take him. Take him from here. So like that, the quality of Ramachandra Puri. So same Ramachandra Puri comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Gambira. So he always does fault finding, you know. That he got an attitude of fault finding. So there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, nothing he could get. But he was feeding the people, and then you say, you eat more. He himself feeds the people, then he says, you eat more. Sannyasis are not supposed to eat so much. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, we have to reduce our intake. It is too much we are having. And there is no fault. But one type he saw some ants are moving. He said, these ants are moving. Somebody is having sweet here. So that should be taken care. The sannyasis are not supposed to have sweet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, no sweet here. Nobody should have sweet. All sweet is closed. And no, you are having lots of food. So he said, bring the food 25% only. That much we have to have. So. And Paramananda Puri, he was his godbrother. He's having the same habit. He got criticizing habit. Why you take it seriously? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no. He said it's right. Sannyasis should not have that. That is the thing. He is criticizing always. He says, no. He said it's right. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not considered him as a offender. He said, he's a sannyasi. Yes, Madhavendra Puri is a disciple. Whatever he says, it is right. No, he is not an offender. The thing is that he used to adjust everywhere. Nicely adjusting. And after a few days, that person went off And then the people started eating more, and the person is gone away. No? This is the type of person. There is, some people have got the criticizing habit. And one more thing is that it was at Varanasi, Prakash Ananda Saraswati. 60,000 disciples, Mayavadis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Varanasi. That he was dancing, he was doing kirtan and all. These Mayavadis are not liking him at all. What is this person? He's doing all those fanatic. Not right. So this his group, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's group, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, they were feeling very bad. What is this person? Then let him go and meet him one day. Meet them. So, in Varanasi, then a day comes, one Maharashtra Brahmin, he arranges a program. So, for this sannyasis, Mayavada sannyasis, same time he's calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you please come and join that meeting. So, he said, yes, he's agreeing. So, these people have all sat on that good gallery, Mayavada is the topper level. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And he comes, and when seeing them, he gives dandavat from down to all those. And then he goes to hand washing place and leg washing place. He does washing. And then he sits there only, next to that washing. Then they said, no, no, Sripad, why don't you come and sit with us? Huh? Prakash and Saraswati himself are calling. You come and sit with us. He said, no, no, no. I am not that big qualified sannyasi. I belong to the lower order of sannyasa. I am lower type of sannyasi. I don't want to sit with you. No, 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 no. So he comes, personally he comes, Prakash Anand Saraswati, Sripad, please come. And gives the hand and lifts him. This is the Sukriti, he got it. And takes him there and makes him to sit there. That time, the effulgences come from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all, Mayavadis, surprised to see that. And they were asking questions. Why you do this? You could have joined with us. Why you are with dancing and doing kirtan alone and as a fanatic? What is this? So you can come and join with us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my spiritual master told me, I am fool number one. I cannot understand Vedanta. So he gave me Mahamantra. Chant this Mahamantra, you will get everything. Every value of spiritual things are there. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. My spiritual master told me, you will never understand Vedanta. Just Vedanta, dry thing. You will never understand that. My spiritual master has asked me to chant the holy name. That's all. When I chant the holy name, I get ecstasy. I laugh. But I am happy, very happy. I get all happiness there. So when they see this good happiness and then effulgence, all these people, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started speaking about that, they become very happy. when they started chanting the holy name, most of the anarthas have gone out. They were very, very happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is called Amanina Mana Dena Kirtanis. No respect. Give all respect to others. First thing is that he was giving dandavat to those people. Second thing is that he was sitting near the washing place. Low, nothing as such. And third thing is, I belong to the lower sannyasi group. And third thing is that he was giving the amanina manadena. giving all respect to them and opening that particular things. And one more thing, that is how we understand to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protected this. No respect. Give all respect to others. Don't expect any respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, he said, you should stand near Garuda Stamp. So he used to stand there. And then one day it was very much rush is there. And too much rush. Nobody could see that Lord from Garuda Stamp, Jagannath. One Oriya lady, she just caught hold of that Garuda Stamp. One leg she kept there, other leg she kept the shoulder of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Old lady, just to seize Jagannath. And immediately, Govinda, he just caught her and pulled down. You Adivasi, what you are thinking? You are doing like this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, she is not Adivasi, you are Adivasi. Because she is absorbed to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord Jagannath. She is absorbed. She is so eager, so intensified. I don't have even one drop of her intensity. She did the perfect thing. How intensity she is there. She is absorbed with her mind, with her body, with her life. She was absorbed. She did not see my shoulder or that Garusam. She is having such an intensity. So that old lady was saying, sorry, sorry. She was shivering, you know. I did the mistake. But here you can understand how Lord tolerates that thing with this particular thing. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives introduction. He gives Lord's introduction first in Jagannath Rath Yatra. Lord stands in front of the Lord and he says, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, Jagadvitaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namonam. How much you love cows, Lord? That is your identification. How much you love Brahmanas? They are life and soul for you. How much you do that? You are protecting them totally. That is your identity, Lord. It is your introduction. I am very happy. That's all. Then he gives his introduction. Wheezy. I am not a Brahmana. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya. I am not a Shudra. Nor I am a Brahmachari. I am not a Grahastha. I am not a Sannyasi. Grahastha or Sannyasi. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha. I am not a Vanaprastha. I am not a Sannyasi. Then who you are? Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayur. Das, Das, Dasanu Das. One who is protecting their gopis, Krishna, is Das, 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 Anuras. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. This introduction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives to Jagannath. This is the stage. No fame. 24 hours you can remember Krishna if you have that consciousness. Name fame, no. You can attentively chant. You can attentively chant because there is no name, no fame, no desire of sexual desire, lust, greed, nothing is there. It's all things, all anarthas have gone out. So you can chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Not even opposite sex interest. Chankachuda wanted to kidnap them also. Slowly driving them one side. So Krishna understood that. There is not as this, no fame, no name, no opposite sex. As Chankachuda. That is the practically Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows in his life. He shows that. This is what it should. All the time, he shows that. This is a small incident. We can get everything perfectly. His lifestyle is that way. That's why he has came. Trinadapi sunischena tarorapi saishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Because with that Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naameva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. This is Kalaha and Kapat. This Kali Yuga. You have Kalaha and Kapat, hypocrisy and quarrel. Such place, only Hari Naam is going to protect you. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naameva Kevalam. There is no other way. It's already said. That's why in for Parikshit, Lord, actually he tells, only Krishna Bhakti can save you. Only Krishna Bhakti. This is everywhere. Krishna Bhakti will make you perfect. That Kalaha and Kapatka place, it should be cleared up. Once you take the Maha Mantra from inside, Anartha should be out, then you can constantly chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Kaler dosham nide rajan, hasti eko mahan gun. There are ample dosha, full of dosha in Kali Yuga. Kaler dosham nidhe rajan hasti eko mahan gun kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param. By taking Krishna kirtan, you will be liberated. You will be liberated, guaranteed. All the things you will get that. This is a nutshell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us. So we'll chant the holy name and no desire of name fame. No sexual desire, opposite sex. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I think time up. So, Hari Bol. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.
ನೀವು ಹೇಗೆ ಬಂದದ್ದು ಇವತ್ತು? ನೀವು ಹೇಗೆ ಬಂದ್ರಿ ಇವತ್ತು?